Give me an SWR.
Good morning, Jeff.
8 SPW. Good morning. How's it going up there today?
Oh, not too bad. 41 degrees. We got 0.29 inches of rain yesterday. So it's been a little bit cold and damp up here.
Yeah, I don't know what we got. I ain't been watching it, but it's warm and wet down here, 47 degrees, and I walked out the door this morning. It hasn't changed, so. Not complaining. I'll take the warmer weather, that's for sure.
Well, that's for sure. I still got some leaves to mulch yet. My in-law's house, I got to clean the gutters, change oil on the generator. Got a Generac. Takes 1.7 pints a liter, or 1.7 quarts. And if I get around to it, I get to change the 12 gallons of hydraulic on the tractor. But I can do that in the garage.
It sounds like fun. The list is never ending. Always something to do.
Yeah, to change the hydraulic fluid and the two filters, plus the engine oil and engine filter, it's almost $400 just for material. Like, wow, that's an oil change. Of course, I don't think he's ever changed the hydraulics, and you do it right about now. Got 520 hours on the tractor, and it's a 2002, so not a lot of use. It looks brand new almost.
Well, there you go. Yeah, the little guys hold their value.
Yeah, the good thing about this one, it was built before all the environmental on the engine, and so it doesn't have all the extra equipment on there to reduce emissions and everything. Got a bucket, got a front bucket and put a snow thrower on it, and then got various attachments for the back, stump grinder, chipper, couple other ones, the usual blades and scarifiers and all that and everything. So for me though, my dad's a landscape company from the day I was born, and I grew up operating dozers, dump trucks, tractors. I learned to drive driving an old dump truck, so we had to double clutch it. So where are you at today?
Just watched the plane take off from Flint Bishop. Going by, heading up to Filer City, Manistee. Man, I could make use of that tractor and back attachments. We got a couple of sites down here that definitely need some brush and mowing taken care of. The power company come through, I think, in the springtime it was. And cut back a lot of stuff, and then the bushes took off, and it made it more of a mess than it was before. It's terrible. Couldn't even drive in there without scratching my truck up. I got both sides of my pickup are all scratched up from it. It's crazy how fast that stuff grows.
Yeah, without the trees to shade the ground cover, so it won't grow. It grows pretty fast. That's one of the things I put my weed whackers and choppers every time I go to a site. This last time I didn't bring the weed whacker though. I have one with a saw blade and another one with a short chainsaw on the end of it for whacking up plants within reach. Like a Yeah, it's about 6 foot on it, so plus my 5 foot, so I can get up to 10 feet off the ground. Some sites you got to chop your way into.
I wish you lived closer. We could utilize you for a weekend. Holy cow. Like I said, we got a couple of sites that off the top of my head that I know that could use that. I'd like to, I wish I knew somebody that had one of them, the brushes, brush hogs that go on the front of the bobcats and stuff, shredded up. I forget what they call them, but it's more than just a brush hog.
Oh, those ones with the roller grinder on them. They just grind their way through everything. That'd be neat to have, that's for sure. That kind of attachment would cost. I also have a regular size garden tractor with a 42-inch mower on the bottom of that. So that I could throw in my trailer, go around the sites and clean up. That would make it fast. Just got to go in first and cut down all of the trees and the brush. Anything. I like to cut anything over a half inch off first before I go in with it. But you've seen a debris pile from that, just that one site. So. All right, ready to head to Petoskey. Got to get my wife in for blood work and a check. And we'll probably have lunch and dinner in Petoskey today. There's a restaurant there. Not from the tower site we were at, right there in Harbor Springs. Called Polish Kitchen. Very authentic, fantastic food.
Yeah, there you go. Sure wish I had more time. Even when I was up there, more time just to look around, because, I mean, I've been up there before, but even at, you know, Fred's site there, I was so focused on what we were trying to get done that I didn't even look around much. Time was short, and just trying to get what needed to be done, and like I said, I was so focused on that, I didn't really look around much. Maybe next time.
Yeah, Roger. Well, he wants to get that radio motor replaced, that 800, the model number was an 800 in it. If he wants that replaced, he could always send it up, and I could get over there and change it up.
Oh, well, that's why we put the dishes up. I think that stuff is eventually going to get taken down. So, for the link, I don't know yet. That's all got to be talked about. But having the 2-foot dishes up there now, we really don't need that. Them dishes on the tower anymore.
Okay, those dishes that we take down, are those licensed links?
Yeah.
Might be worth keeping them if you already got the licenses established and somebody's maintaining them. You can never have enough backup.
That's possible, I mean. But for the near future, this winter, it's, you know, probably going to be on standby now. Talked about them. Them dishes are quite substantial on the tower and have quite substantial wind loading. So just one of them. Another one of them things. I think that sub site has feed line issue on that one, like you were alluding to with the center pin. Something's just not quite right. From what I've been told, they've had quite a bit of problems with that one over the years.
That's what you get when you don't practice good engineering practices from the ground up. You're never compromised. I'm going to get going. I got to do a bit and get ready before we head out. So, good evening from you. Safe driving, sir. Keep in touch. KSPW.
Okay, Shannon. Have a good day. Good luck on your test and write, and lunch and dinner, so talk to you later. QBSWR. Any DZT listening? Any PZT?
KI7QMD Mobile listening on 19 Link System.
QOP clear. Here it is, DT and frequency.
And a 9KOP mobile. Good afternoon, name's Cameron.
Cameron, KDHDT, Delta Alpha November, Dan is the handle. I think we spoke a couple of times, let's see here. Yep, I got you written down here on the log. Been a while. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad, Dan. Good to hear you. You up here hunting?
No. Just up here getting a place ready for, I got a friend coming up from Whittemore, which is, not too far from Hale. And he's kind of inherited a place up there when his mom passed away probably 6-8 months ago, and found out we're not too far from one another here, So he's going to come over for Turkey Day, which is kind of cool. So, you know, when you got company, maybe I better get this place in shape, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I copy that. Are you up here full-time now, or? License to show Madison Heights.
No, actually, I'm still down there. I've been retired for a couple of years now, but... you know, I probably, as much as I wanted to come up here full-time, I don't think we can with all of our doctors and stuff down there and all the health problems and things that we've been through and probably will go through. So that pipe dream is probably not going to happen, but I am up here quite a bit now. So I'm probably up here at least, half the time. So that's about all I can really ask for right now, QSO.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, glad to have you up here. And you and Mile here, I think? I can't remember where about you're at.
No, just outside of Oscoda. So I'm about halfway between Mankato and Oscoda off F-41. So probably about, not too far from the Wordsmith Airport out there.
Well, yeah, I'm very familiar with that. Okay, very good. Well, hey, welcome. And I'm just about checking out where I got to be. I got to... up at the shop here, and I will catch you later. Good to hear you. 73 and 9KOP.
Good enough. Hi, Cameron. And 9KOP, KD8HCT, catch you down the log.
KE8YRL, this is W8SAS. W8SAS testing.
MV59, KB7OLSD.